UN urges permanent Thai-Cambodia ceasefire. United Nations. The UN Security Council called Monday for a permanent ceasefire between Thailand and Cambodia after a border dispute erupted into deadly clashes last week around a Hindu temple. Council President Meira Luisa Ribeiro Viotti of Brazil made the call after a closed-door session with the foreign ministers of Cambodia, Thailand, and Indonesia, which has attempted to mediate the conflict. Members of the Security Council urged the parties to establish a permanent ceasefire and to implement it fully, she said. She said council members expressed great concern over the clashes and called on the two sides to display maximum restraint and avoid any action that may aggravate the situation. Cambodian Foreign Minister Ho Nam Hong had gone into the meeting seeking a permanent ceasefire, while Thailand, represented by Foreign Minister Kasit Pirom, had insisted the two neighbors settle the dispute among themselves. Indonesian Foreign Minister Marty Natalegwa, who has tried to mediate the dispute, also took part in the Security Council session. Viotti said the Council supported the Indonesian mediation efforts. The idea is to work in synergy with the regional efforts, and right now regional efforts are in full force, and resolve the situation peacefully and through effective dialogue, she said. The two Southeast Asian neighbors blame each other for the crisis, which has left at least 10 dead, including 7 Cambodians, in clashes with heavy weapons last week. They are fighting over a border area that surrounds the Phat Wi Han Temple, an 11th century clifftop ruin that belongs to Cambodia, but whose designation as a World Heritage Site has touched off the ire of Thai nationalists. While Cambodia won support for a permanent ceasefire, the Council did not endorse its request for the deployment of UN peacekeepers into the contested area. The Cambodian Foreign Minister accused Thailand of using internationally outlawed bombs and submunitions in the conflict. "We deny all of that, and we did not shoot first. It was a response," Kasit responded. The Thai minister said there was no need for UN peacekeepers and said that option had not been discussed in the Security Council. Indonesia's foreign minister said, "Obviously, this is a matter that will have to be resolved in the final analysis bilaterally between the two sides, but it does not mean there is not a space and a role for regional countries to play." Thailand has laid the blame for the crisis on UNESCO's decision to declare the temple ruins a World Heritage Site, even though the land around it is disputed. The World Court ruled in 1962 that the temple belonged to Cambodia, but both countries claim ownership of a 4.6 square kilometer surrounding area. The war was not caused by the listing of the temple, but by Thailand's invasion of Cambodian territory, said Khoi Kuong, the Cambodian spokesman. "They want not only the territory, but also the temple."